I'm ever flipping through the channels and Robert Duvall is in anything, I will watch it. I mean, he can play every single part. And it's the same thing for Jeff. I mean, that dude can do comedy, drama. He's talented. Played music, writes. There's not many. I had a lot of respect for guys that are as talented as he. In his world, he's every bit as talented as Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson and the guys that we bring out here. But yeah, I'll stop you. I mean, not many people can go from something like Dumb and Dumber, which was absolute genius, to Newsroom, where he's going now. I've only caught a couple episodes because I got to watch on demand. I don't catch the first run of anything now, but one of these days I'll catch up on the series.
Multidimensional.
He is a multidimensional. he would fit in well with the Lions philosophy of guys that can do a lot of different things.
Did you give him any grief because on his new show he plays a Jets fan, not a Lions fan?
Yeah, I did see that. But Jets have a big bandwagon.
What did you get out of Mike Keller? Is that a sign that maybe he's back on a track to be?
It was a sign that he was able to do some individual. Yeah, he's been running on the side. He's been making good progress, you know. I mean, it hasn't come around as quickly as we'd hope, but, you know, we saw that last year with Titus with his hamstring and other guys that have had hamstrings. We've had some other guys that, you know, you just got to take them as they come. And last week he was able to run a little bit, and then it got a little bit sore on him after that, and it delayed us a couple days. But, you know, it's all just part of it. You know, I wouldn't read too much into it. He was able to do that today. We'll see how it progresses, you know, and just take it day by day.
Is that the issue, no steps back? Is that the issue, just no steps backward?
Yeah, he really hasn't had any steps backwards. He just hasn't had two steps forward. He's been taking half a step forward, and he's been making good progress. But like we talked about yesterday, he's, you know, the urgency to for him to get on the field and be able to do some things is that window is starting to narrow.
How much uncertainty is there about what he is right now? It's been a year and a half since he carried the ball in the game.
Well, running backs, that instinct doesn't leave you. You know, we've seen in all our different practices and everything else that he does, that he knows exactly what to do. You know, and we know the instincts come back. It's just a matter of being healthy, and we've had a lot of players that way. Just their health is the reason that's been holding them back, and that's been him.
When you say the urgency is starting to narrow, what does that mean?
Well, he's going to miss our first two games, so you know, we don't have very much time before that to be able to get him game reps.
How much work does he need to be ready for the season since he's only missed those first 2 weeks?
I don't know. I mean, everybody's a little bit different. We'll cross that when we actually get him back on the field. I mean, being back an individual isn't being back on the field yet. Until he's taking team reps, until he's finishing down the field, he's still limited participation.
Going into a Friday night, this is your second one of these leading up to the regular season, but what happens from game one to game two?
Hopefully we play a lot better. We need to play a lot better. We need to play with a little more sense of urgency. Yesterday was a training camp practice. Today was almost like a regular season practice. It was preparation day. Tomorrow we'll travel. So we're on a little bit more of a game week kind of feel than last week, where we were going right from a training camp practice right into playing a game. But you know, there's a lot of things we need to improve on, including the tempo with which we played.
Kim, you're going back home. I know you're not going to make a big deal about that, but are you going to see your folks? Are you going to do anything like that, or is it just all straight hotel business?
Yeah, I like to stay home routine no matter where we go. You know, I mean, I'll stay on almost the exact same routine that we do. I'm sure, you know, I'll say hi to a couple people before the game or something like that, but our focus is on the Ravens and nothing else.
It's special at least, though. I mean, going home, I mean, it's been a couple. This team isn't the same team that you took in there a couple of years ago. I mean, is it special going back?
You know, preseason games are very important to us, but we're not flying any banners for
preseason game wins or anything like that. So,
what about
it's a work day. It's nothing more.
What about Jacob Lacy? He was running a little bit more with the runs today. So will we see him a little bit more with the ones on Friday?
Well, again, we really don't have ones. He's in a lot of different substitution packages. He's played well for us in training camp, and he'll get opportunities both inside and outside. And then when we get to the game, we'll just see how much and how long those guys will be out there. But you'll see him in a lot of different roles. He's done a good job so far. Drew Coleman is currently sidelined with a concussion. So he is not been out here. And a couple days he wasn't even at the facility. So when he's able to get back out, when he's 100%, we'll get him back out. But you guys know that protocol is a very serious thing in the NFL and across sports, not just football, not just NFL football, college football, high school, everything else. So we'll take him day by day.
Jim, Stafford talked about all the different defenses you guys face because of Calvin and how teams change, even what you thought they were going to do. Do you think there's another adjustment that you guys will face this year as your offense evolves and defenses evolve to stop him? Do you think you'll see an even more unique attempts to stop him?
I mean, he's been around for a while. He's been through the league a couple times. People have tried. I think the thing with us is we need to be set up where it makes it difficult for people to take the chance of doing too much with Calvin. We put other playmakers on the field, guys can make plays. There was a play at practice the other day where Calvin was on the outside, and Matt sort of looked at him and moved the safety over the top of him and then hit tight end right down the middle. And I think, no matter what we see, and we'll see different things all the time, everybody's got a different idea because nobody's really been, consistently successful in finding a way to get him shut down. So we'll continue to see a lot of different things. But as long as we're making good decisions on offense, as long as we have other playmakers out there, it doesn't matter what they do to him because we'll always have other answers.
Coach, what about the defense, especially the secondary? What kind of progress have you seen from the end of last game even until today through the practice?
I don't know. I mean, we have guys that are competing well. Our safety position is still a little bit in flux, particularly with Delmas. Delmas being sidelined the way he is. We're a work in progress there. Our improvement there isn't necessarily going to show from day to day. There might be day to day improvement, but it's gradual improvement. It's fitting guys in the right spot. It's very important to you don't want to read too much into training camp where they know all the offensive audibles and they know they know the receivers and things like that. It's very important to go out in preseason games and play teams that you're not familiar with. To get a good evaluation of where we are.
What about Evan Averill now on Friday night, where he is and what you expect from him?
Yeah, I don't think we've announced that he's going to play.
Have you announced anybody's going to play?
Stafford and I.
Yeah, well, we will have 11 on the field.
Which?
Hopefully, most of the time. Cliff is a professional. Had a great year last year with no offseason, came in great shape. He spends a lot of time in the offseason working out with Kyle VandenBosch, which is, has really made a big difference for a guy like Cliff, a young player, having a role model like that. He's come out here with a good work ethic each day. He's not just sort of sitting on where he was last year. There's new things he's working on daily, things that after watching the film last year, we thought he could do a little bit better or add to his repertoire a little bit. And he's come out with a great attitude to work. He was a little bit behind everybody else, but great athletes like that catch up pretty quickly. And it'll be fun to get him back on the field and watch him.
I know you said job, it's week to week. So any progress with him or his status?
No, he's still week to week. He can do a lot of our physical stuff. He's not clear for contact, but there's,
he's doing everything in his power to get himself right. But you know, it's just a matter of time and a lot of those things. But there's really no updates there.